Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
The Lifestyle Show.
Selena McKenzie.
Talk. Presented by Selena McKenzie.
It is indeed Animal Talk. We're just waiting for Kay to put her goggles on. I think she meant a headphone.
Yeah, I did.
Where's my goggles? This is Animal Talk. This is our panel show for the next hour, where we talk nothing but animals, my favourite time of the month. You can join in by calling 952 78 4000 or WhatsApping 645 99 67 95 or using good old-fashioned email on studio@tre.radio.
Animal Talk. Presented by Selena McKenzie.
I bet Kay Millington doesn't know what that is.
I know what that is. You hear that enough.
I bet you do.
The audience can guess this time.
Yes, they can. I suppose I ought to introduce you. I just assume everyone knows who you are because you come on every month. But Nesli van den Keenboom from Pointer Clinic. She's our vet.
Welcome.
And Kay Millington from Triple A.
Hello.
Who's a cat expert, amongst other things, and birds, and everything else, So, what I wanted to start with today is pretty obvious because we're getting towards June and it's the hot weather and how hot it is for dogs. The obvious one is please don't leave dogs in a car, which seems pretty logical, but people still do it every year. And actually, just before I go on to something else, I thought to myself the other day, if I saw one in a car park, a dog... Am I breaking the law by smashing the window and letting...
Yeah, you're breaking the law.
Yeah, I am.
You have to call the police and they can break the window down.
But what if they take ages?
We'll take photos and everything first, the number plate and everything.
Yeah.
And then, look, it is breaking the law. I'm not going to tell everyone to do it, but...
Yeah, I know.
Exactly. It's up to your judgment.
But it's your
judgment.
Your moral, yeah, what you want to do. Fair enough. The other thing is dogs walking. This irritates me every single summer because I see in July and August, and I'm sure you do too,
yeah,
people taking their dogs out and they think that they're being okay taking their dog out, but you touch the ground, it's
boiling.
Like red hot. They're poor little paws.
I know. Yeah. And on Sunday I was at the beach and there were people with dogs on the beach and I couldn't even put my feet on the floor. And I don't believe it. I mean, you know, you try not to interfere too much, but obviously I can't help myself. But I just say, like, if your feet, you've got Crocs on or whatever, you know, the feet are burning.
Yeah, exactly.
They're delicate anyway, aren't they?
But they weren't little dogs that could be picked up.
Some of them, and then there were some big dogs as well.
Yeah,
I mean, you're not even allowed at the moment, dogs, I don't think, on the beach.
That's up 1st of June, I think.
Of June, but still, you have to be a little bit, you know, savvy with these things. It's your, you know.
Yeah, no, it's just too hot now.
It's too hot.
I mean, I don't think, my husband thinks it's silly. If he sees a dog in a pushchair, he says, oh, it's ridiculous, they're pretending it's a baby. But there are reasons. If you really want to get your dog out in the fresh air and they've either hurt their limbs or you don't want them to get burnt and you can only go out between 12 and 3, then take it out in a pram or a pushchair because at least it's getting some fresh air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My opinion. The other thing we can do is take them out early, Kay.
Yeah, so we've actually we've changed our times at AAA for walking dogs. We've got quite a few people that would like to come earlier. So actually from 7:30 a.m. you can come and walk dogs because it's getting very hot. And there's a lot of people that want to walk dogs, but they might work on a weekend or they work through the week. So what they've started to do now is, which I think is fabulous for fitness as well, some people are coming in the morning, 7:30, which I know people that have dogs will get up and walk their own dogs, you know. But if you don't have your own dogs and you want to, you know, a little bit of fitness, a little bit of cuddling with the dogs, they've been coming a little bit early at 7:30 from 7:30. It doesn't have to be 7:30 exactly, but and doing everything, doing an hour dog walking before they go to work,
yeah, it's
which
light,
actually,
isn't it?
It's the new thing. It's the new trend. It's you know, don't go to the gym. Go
seven is the new no yeah, walk a dog.
Go walk a few dogs before work. Get your fitness in. Get your steps in and enjoy and get the feel good factor, and it's very rewarding. So if anyone would like to come earlier to walk dogs every day from 7:30, obviously if you're going to come the first time ever, it probably isn't the best idea to come at 7:30. You could come a bit later so we can explain what we're doing and in the routine. But then once you get into it, of course, if you'd like to come before work or earlier before it gets hot, because that's the main thing for the heat, because we're normally walking dogs to about 1 p.m. but you know, today I was absolutely boiling in the morning, and it was like 10:30, I was too warm, so you have to be very careful. So yeah, if anyone would like to come earlier to walk dogs, then you're very welcome.
It's now, the new thing.
It's the new trend. The new Marbella trend.
Triple A trend.
Yeah.
Do they need to make an appointment, or do they just turn up?
Right, so
there?
What you can do is we've got like a barcode that you can scan. So if you came, for example, and you scanned the code and filled out the form, it's only for security and reasons. Obviously, if something happened or whatever, we need to know who's there, who's volunteering, and your details and things like that. But that takes 2 minutes. It's to do. You just scan it on your phone, fill it out, and you're done. And people will explain how to do it. If you want to do that from home as well, you can also fill it in on the website. It's AAAMarbella.org,
and that'll tell people where you are, for people that
and everything that they need to know, the direction and how to get to us.
Okay. The other thing is, we were just talking off air, it's so good that I have a Sunday lunch booked, because this Sunday I would be there at AAA and I would leave with at least two dogs. So tell us what's happening on Sunday.
So on Sunday, which is the 1st of June, we have a puppy party, which sounds very exciting. I think it'll be really nice. So what we're doing is we've got all our puppies that are for adoption out the front, and they're all in puppy pens, and we've got some refreshments, and you know, we're inviting people and families to come and have cuddles with the puppies. I mean, there's a lot of people that can't adopt puppies, but maybe they'd want to come and have a cuddle with their children. And, you know, you never know, maybe they might decide that they'd like to adopt one. So I think that's also really nice. And it's nice
such
for...
such a good idea, because then you really see them, you interact with them.
And we've got some gorgeous puppies, you know. It's just going to be lovely. So, and there's some refreshments there as well. And it's another opportunity to meet like-minded people, and you can have a chat with other people if you're thinking about volunteering, about adopting, you know. So I think that it's a fantastic idea, and I'm sure it's going to be very successful. So it's on Sunday, and I'm going to put the... Well, it starts at 1 o'clock from 1 till 4, but what I'm going to do is I'll put the poster on your page as well.
Lovely.
Okay?
Lovely. And for those that don't know, it is Facebook, and it's Animal Talk by Selena. Is it by or with? Animal Talk by Selena.
Yeah, I think so.
One
we'll
got
soon
hacked.
Find out anyway. Yeah, one got hacked in America, didn't it? So we had to change it.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yes, I got into deep trouble, and it wasn't my fault. I think this is a great idea on Sunday, and also the 7 a.m. walking, or later in the year, a different time walking, because not everybody is able to have a dog, but they really want to spend time with dogs.
Yeah, it's a fantastic idea.
Yes, it's perfect.
And the same with cats as well. You know, we're always looking for volunteers to come and, you know, play with the cats, help socialise the cats.
Great for children.
So generally, we're looking for people that would like to come and help and volunteer with the dogs and the cats. You're always very welcome. You can also look at all any details on the website again.
AAAMarbella.org.
Yes.
Excellent. Now, on cats, do you have to be careful in the heat with cats' paws as well?
To be honest, I mean, you can help me with this one, Naslit. They're quite savvy cats, aren't they? However, you know...
Yeah.
Some of them are a little bit in the head. So I think more with dogs, but I think cats generally, once they step onto the heat and they know, they do move. But then I've got a cat that loves basking in the sun. And sometimes I look at her and I think... You know, she's panting and... Are you going to move out of the sun? And then you move her, and then 5 minutes later I come back and she's back in it again sunbathing. So they obviously like their vitamin D, don't they? But, I mean,
exactly.
you have
but
to
they
be
have
careful.
The choice.
They have the choice.
Yeah. If they want to, then do it. If not,
of course.
Then
yes.
They don't get not pulled the same on the lead.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's very true. And obviously, I mean, these things are obvious, but make sure there's lots of water about for, yeah. for your cats and dogs. It made me think about, I think we talked about this last year, actually, nicely, but I still get people saying you should never give dogs ice. And then other people say, well, I put ice in my water because it keeps it cool for them. Ice is fine. I mean, you don't expect, people give dogs ice lollies, don't they?
They do. Yeah, they do. So ice you just is okay. have to be careful, of course, of that first effect if your tongue sticks to it.
yeah. But people yeah, but, have to be careful with that.
But just throwing some ice cubes, like what I do is I fill balloons with water, so it's a bit bigger ice cube, and I put that in the bowl, so it slowly...
That's a good idea.
Yeah. My dog would eat the balloon.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, that
Not
could be
for
dangerous.
All of us, yeah.
No preference for colour of the balloon, though.
Okay, so we have to be careful with dogs and cats in the heat. Please be careful taking your animals out or your dogs out in the midday sun because it can burn yeah. their paws. And do not leave dogs in cars or cats, but...
And also to
or babies or your grandmother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or anyone.
Or
and to leave water out for wildlife, please.
That's also a good
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Hedgehogs, birds, everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Birds. It's going to be really hot, bees. I think, over the next few weeks.
Yes. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. Bees.
You can put rocks in the bee. If you get like a shallow dish, you know, like that you put under your plant pot.
Yeah.
Fill it up with water and then put some small pebbles. They like to land on the pebbles and they're not going to drown then.
Yeah, that's
so that's
problem,
also because bees, we need bees to survive the world.
Absolutely.
They're so important to us.
I think all animals are. I think they all have a place.
Everyone's
they?
Got the place.
Yeah. So if anybody wants to join in with this conversation or give us a top tip for your animals in the heat, then give us a call 952-78-4000 or WhatsApp 645-99-6795. Now, before I go on to a couple of subjects from you ladies, I want to talk to you about the Pet Name Hall of Fame. I thought we'd have a bit of fun. It's the Pet Name Hall of Fame. And I was reading about the funniest, weirdest and cutest pet names that people have heard of. So we've all met Bella and Max, but what about a guinea pig named Sir Squeak-a-Lot or a cat called Chairman Meow? Well, today we're opening the Pet Name Hall of Fame and we want to know the listeners' silliest or best pet names. Do you have a good pet name? What's your pets called?
Dutch names. One is called Rocker and the other one is called Lobbes. And the cat's called Clasher.
Yeah, so what do they mean?
Difficult to pronounce. They're just
names.
Dutch names.
They're just names. They're
and
just names.
But we have a cat in the clinic. It's called Sergeant Pepper.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah. What about you, Kate?
So I've got Zora, which means sunrise in Macedonian, because my other half is from there. Then I've got Boy, but it's B-O-I, because when we first got him, my partner didn't want to get too attached to him. So he didn't want to name him, so he just called him Boy. then we decided to spell it differently. So we've got Boy, then we've got Charlie, which is actually a boy, but we thought was a girl for 11 years. That's another story for us for the show. And Poppy and Topsy.
Oh, they're cute names. Yeah. They're really cute names. Yeah. I've just got Gracie now, but she's a good girl. She's a good girl. So, Nazli, you wanted to talk about grass seeds.
Yes. Because of all the rain that we've had outside in the campo, the grass has gone absolutely haywire. It's really tall. All the wild margaritas are really tall. You have this white, flat, flowery thing with a little black thing in the middle. Which if I walk through the campo now, it is taller than me.
Oh, blimey.
But now it's all drying up. It's starting to fall over. And from the grasses, you have two different kinds of grass seeds. You have one that is like a lot of little things together. Yeah, and you have those with like a long stick with separate grass seeds hanging on it. Now, those are the most dangerous because when they connect to something, yeah, anything, they will use their tip to drill themselves into what is supposed to be the ground to make a new grass. Yeah, but if it is on your dog, it will go into the skin. And that could be anywhere. Yeah, usually in places where it rubs, say the armpit, the groin, the ears, the nose,
the
eyes, between the toes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for people, if you've been in an area like that, just after the walk, immediately check your dog because then you can just pluck them out, yeah, and don't wait until they've gone all the way in. And for checking the feet, yeah, a lot of people just check, say, between the nails.
Mm.
Yeah, like you look, but no, you have to look all the way up. So just look at your own hand, where your fingers part. Yeah, that's where you have to look.
Yeah.
Right. Is it the same for cats?
Well, same for also, cats. We once had a cat in that had, it was an old cat and it had a lot of mouth problems and we were going to have to take some of the teeth. And actually, there was a really big grass seed down its gum. Now, you imagine the pain from that.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I can just imagine the stench already.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah, because it rots, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you always need to check.
But also eyes. I've had that a dog would come in, like, with the eye completely shut. Mm. Yeah, so we put some local anaesthetics to open at least the eye that you can see something. And then you see this little brownie thing.
Yeah.
And then you pull it and out came, like, a grassy, like, about 5 centimetres
painful.
Long.
Yeah.
Ow.
Ow, indeed. So if, obviously not for the eye and not for the throat, but if you do see one in the toes or on the skin, is it okay to just pincer them out?
Yeah.
Just take them out? They're not going to leave half of it in like a tick would. You have to be careful, don't you?
No. No. If they are, say, if you pull one out and you notice it's really attached to the skin already, then disinfect the wound properly.
Yeah.
But you can do that with some betadine or with some agua oxigenada. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if, well, you missed it and it's already gone in, then you'll see that after a week or two, the body will want to reject it. And then you get a lump between the toes.
Mm.
Yeah, every lump between the toes is very suggestive of having something in there, of having had something in there. Except for a very allergic French bulldog, so it doesn't work.
You've clearly had experience.
They have everything, don't they?
I just kept on looking and there's just nothing
breed,
there.
Your favourite breed to come in.
Yes.
Well, I'm being told we've got to have our first advert break. We will be back on the other side.
The Lifestyle Show. Presented by Selina McKenzie.
You ladies should know this
I
by
know.
Now.
The
penguin?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, penguin. Well done. Because you see
once
a lot of them in the clinic, don't you?
Exactly. Recognise sound immediately.
Bless you. This is Animal Talk with Nazli, Kay and myself, Selina. If you want to join in our conversation or ask our experts for any advice, here is how.
To contact TRE, please call 952-78-4000. Email studio@tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on +34 645 99 67 95.
We have had a couple of three WhatsApps in on the Hall of Fame dogs. So I don't know who this is from. Anonymous. You want to be anonymous, not a problem. My neighbour's dog is called Larry Styles.
Oh, I like that one.
Chris in Gibraltar says, my daughter has two rats called Coffee and Cream.
Oh.
And an email from Dave, unsure where I know someone, but I know a dog that's named Pat, as in Pat the dog.
Oh, that's a good
very,
one.
Very, very cute. Very cute. Now, back onto cats. What do we do if cats have pee problems, Kim?
Yeah, it's something really important that I would like me and Nazli to talk about, because it's one of them problems where you can't wait. Like, if your cat is having problems peeing, or they could possibly look like they're having problems going for a poo as well, but a lot of the time it can be the poo. Obviously, that's also urgent, but I mean, how many hours would you say you can leave until it's serious? It's not a long time. If a cat's not peeing,
that's
it's
true.
urgent, and you need to attend to it with a vet directly. Maybe you can say
always,
a little bit more about that. Thanks.
Exactly. In the route to, say, being completely blocked, that they can't pee, very often it starts with already messing around the litter tray. So if you notice that, then just try to get a urine sample so we can have a look at that before problems really start. If you doubt whether your cat is peeing, just sitting there and peeing, or if it's not peeing but trying, then just get a piece of toilet paper and put it on the cat litter.
Mm.
Yeah? Good. And then you'll see if literally something comes out or not. Otherwise, you won't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you've seen him go to the litter tray a couple of times and really nothing is coming, then it already becomes urgent in that sense.
Yeah.
Because if the bladder is blocked, which is usually by struvite, which are little stones, then the more they push, the more that stone gets stuck. Because cats have like a triangular willy. Yeah, so the opening is the smallest. Then as soon as the bladder is full, the urine will already go back to the kidneys. Yeah, and from the kidneys, it will have to go back to the blood. So that means that what has to be excreted, which is namely the ureum, goes back into the blood. And that's actually a poison.
Yeah, poisoning their own body, basically. Yeah.
Some of the cats also come in like they are poisoned.
Oh.
Yeah, and they are in a very far stage, and unfortunately not all of those make it.
Yeah, so very serious.
If you don't notice your cat going for a pee for, what, 8 hours, 10 hours a day, how long should you wait?
No, it's actually more that you keep seeing them trying.
Yeah. Okay, I understand.
And it is very common in cats to have problems, and it can be caused by many things, but it's something that you really, really need to be on top of. Yeah,
especially if
you don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, especially if it's a boy. Yeah, if it's a girl, well, maybe I've seen one girl over the last 30 years that was blocked, but it's usually the boys.
Yeah.
Is it kidney stones?
No, they're bladder stones.
Bladder stones.
Yeah, so they form crystals, which is a genetic defect, actually, that they do that. And then those crystals go together and together and together. Then you get a little stone, you get a bigger stone, which finds its way to cause the blockage.
Mm.
And luckily, this can be solved by a diet.
Okay. Yes.
Because the crystals only can form in a very high pH. And what the diet does is it lowers the pH. So it makes the urine really acid so that the crystals dissolve.
But you don't really know until it happens, I suppose.
Exactly. That's why when cats, especially the boys, have peeing problems or come in with symptoms of a bladder infection, mm-hmm. I always want a sample because you can already see the crystals in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then put them on the diet before the stone is made.
Yes.
And if a cat comes in and the stone is made, how would you treat it, or if you can treat it?
They have to be sedated, at least, sometimes complete anaesthetic even, to be able to put a catheter in. Yeah, so we have a special metal sonda.
Yeah, sonda.
Yeah. Canule? A canule?
Okay, yeah, like a canule.
Yeah, and then we push it back into the bladder, and then we put a plastic catheter in, which we stitch to the cat, and that stays in for 3 days. Yeah, so you keep the flow going.
Yeah.
What about dogs? Do they have the same problem?
It can happen, yes. Have seen it happen. Usually in dogs, though, it's also the male dogs. But it's a bit 50-50 whether it is a bladder stone or whether it is a prostate that is enlarged.
Mm-hmm. And normally you're going to know, because when you take your dog out, you can see it. As with your cat, sometimes, you know, if people got outdoor cats and they're going outside,
you'd never know, would
so
you?
So by the time you actually do realise that they're not well, you might not even know why they're not well, because they go outside. Yeah. So it's something that we all need to be very alert on.
Definitely.
And, you know, maybe it saves a cat's life by someone listening today that might have seen something suspicious.
I'm sure it will.
They didn't think it was important to check. Well, yes, it is very important.
Done.
So please keep an eye on your cats for that.
Done.
Thank
That's
you.
That's what this show is for.
That's what we're here for.
Now, something happened to my hubby the other day, and I wanted some advice on it. It's actually happened to us before with a previous dog that died 2 years later because of what happened. But anyway, he takes our dog for a walk in the usual place every morning, obviously earlier now, and there was an Alsatian puppy, but a fully grown Alsatian puppy that was off the lead and came and attacked my little dog. She was good. She went straight into submissive on her back. But of course, Steve's instinct, as mine would have been, was to get the dog off.
Mm-hmm.
So Steve was injured. Our dog was only a little bit injured. She's fine. Apart from the fact that when he told me I wanted to kill the man whose dog did it, because they shouldn't be let off the lead in this area.
Yeah.
But how should you break up a dog fight? If something like that happens, you have got a natural instinct, but there must be a safe way of doing it. You put your arms in, do you, you put your legs in, do you, or you should just leave them alone?
Unfortunately, there is not a safe way.
In the heat of the moment.
Exactly.
It is the heat of the moment. There is ways which we're not going to recommend.
I remember
going through this with David a long time ago. There is a trick that if you grab the dog by the back legs, so not where the teeth are,
and pull it up.
Hold it up, they will release whatever they're holding. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't count for pit bulls and things like that. So that doesn't work. Plus, if the dog then turns around and bites you and then grabs your dog again, you're on the wrong side.
No, it's difficult. And it's difficult for you to advise because some things aren't advisable.
Yeah, but I see enough dogs that have been bitten and the owner also has been bitten.
I mean, naturally, I mean, you could say advice, but in that heat of the set of the moment, you're just going to do anything. Even if someone says, oh, if this happens, do this. You don't know what situation you're going to be in and what you're actually going to do because you won't even think about it. You're just going to grab your dog or you're going to try no matter what and you're going to get bitten.
Exactly. But you'll shout. Hopefully the dog is like, oh, what are you shouting at me for? Let's go.
No, there is ways to restrain dogs, but only if you know what you're doing. Which I wouldn't recommend to just a random person, just in case it could go wrong.
No, I wouldn't. No, I know what you mean, but no.
I mean, it's the same with babies, isn't it? If a dog was to attack a baby or a child or a human, you know, your automatic instinct is to try and get it off. But okay.
Hopefully, it doesn't happen to anyone.
Exactly.
And people keep the dogs on leads and behave themselves.
Yes, exactly. If you're listening, mister, I've got your number. Okay, we have our AAA Dog of the Week. Thank you very much, AAA. So if you think you can adopt a rescue dog, then this week we have Tochi. And Tochi is 9 years old, a very handsome, mainly white with patches of black mixed breed dog who is 53 centimetres tall. He's handsome, sweet and very energetic. He loves to be with his human companions and he'd make a good family dog. He will be okay as an only dog or living together with another female dog. You can see him in action by going to their website, AAAMarbella.org, and putting in his reference number 25125. And naturally, AAA have lots of dogs on there that need adopting.
Yes,
cats
we do.
And
yes,
cats
we do.
Well. Time for our next advert break. We'll be back after these.
The Lifestyle Show. Presented by Selena McKenzie.
Okay, I don't even know what this is. What is it? I can't even see what it is. Where's the name? Where's the name? Oh, I can.
What?
Well, you see, you weren't even listening what the animal was.
Capybara?
No. Alpaca.
Alpaca.
Oh, the alpaca.
Here's me saying you two should know by now. I haven't got a clue. I've been doing it longer.
I actually saw on Facebook, I saw a bird surfing on a, what's it called? Chupibaki?
On a capybara.
I saw it as well. Yeah. I always think of you two when I see anything to do with a capybara, which doesn't happen that often. Right, we've had a couple more WhatsApps in. One about our pet name Hall of Fame. A WhatsApp from Mike and Sarah in Malaga Province. We called our poodle Winnie, so she was known as Winnie the Poodle.
Oh, I like
Winnie
that.
The Poodle. What was she humming at? Is that a bad name in Dutch?
Hey, Winnie!
Winnie the Poodle.
I like that.
And Anna in Mallorca, is it Anna? Yeah, Anna in Mallorca says, I want to buy a rabbit for my son. It will have a large area as we live in the campo, but would it be fairer to get two instead of one? Do they need, are they
if they come together and they're not two they're not a male and a female, if they're already together, what's your thoughts about this?
Depends how many rabbits you want to have. Yourself a male and a female and
breed like rabbits.
But sometimes they get it wrong, don't they? And it's really not people's fault.
Sometimes, I'll say in half of the times.
You know, the amount
50%
of people
they get it wrong.
That tell me, oh, I got these two off my friend and I thought there were two girls and now I've got 20 rabbits. Can you help me?
Yeah.
You know, you really do need to go to a vet or exotic vet and get them. And not just an exotic vet, but it's good to check them and everything. And obviously they need vaccines and stuff anyway.
Yes.
And the little card and everything, don't they? So it's good to check beforehand, please, that they're definitely the same sex and they get on.
Yeah, rabbits really like company.
Yeah.
They're not like loners. But you can also put a guinea pig with it.
Yes, they love each other, don't they? Rabbits and guinea pigs.
Yeah.
Ooh, what would that be? A guinea bit? A rat pig. Are these rabbits and guinea pigs on this this law, this, are you allowed to have them?
Yes, they're still not on the positive list, but everybody's quite convinced that they will be. And that will probably mean that they also need to be microchipped.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Chrissy, how can I stop my dog howling every night when we go to bed? Oh, that must be a nightmare.
Where is the dog, inside or outside?
Oh, I don't know. Chrissy, let us know. Is the dog inside or outside? And hopefully, Anna, that helped with your rabbit problem. But yeah, I'll wait till Chrissy answers on that one because it'll make a difference. I also wanted to talk to you again. I feel like this is me being selfish on this show, but again about a problem I've got. Because Gracie, we give her chicken and fish every other day, but with mixer, because she's obviously got to get her teeth into something. Mm-hmm. But she won't eat the mixer, she just picks out the chicken and the fish. Somebody suggested gravy, somebody else suggested olive oil. What would you suggest as a vet?
Sardines.
Sardines? Oh, my God.
Omega-3.
Sardines.
Yeah, because you have...
Omega-3.
Anyway, the oil... I would do it a little bit beforehand so that the oil of the sardine can really enter the dog food, the dry dog food. Yeah, so that also has a smell and a taste. And then you don't need to put the whole sardine in there. Just put little bits.
Yeah.
Yeah, works up very well.
Right.
And when she gets tired of that, you get a tin of tuna.
You can alternate a little bit, can't you?
Than we do.
Yeah. Gravy, obviously, I mean, if you get, obviously not human gravy because it's full of salt and additives and stuff, but I always thought about if they do, like, they do these soups and stuff for cats, but I'm sure they do for dogs as well, don't they?
Yes, it's called toppers.
Yeah.
Toppers.
Which is a really good idea, I think, as well, you know, to get them to eat if they, you know, don't want to.
We have some at the clinic if you want to get
some. I was just going to say, do I get them from the vets? Okay, yeah, we'll pop by. Brilliant. Toppers. Great stuff. Thank you for that. Chrissy says she is only in the next room to our bedroom, so she's indoors.
She's indoors.
Well, I suppose she wants to go to the bedroom to them, doesn't she?
Yes.
But how long's it been going on and things like that? So it depends. Like, it could be a behavioural thing.
Well, if she has been in the bedroom with them and then all of a sudden they're making her go out, she's going to protest, isn't she?
Or is it something that's been going on for a long time, or is it just something that's occurring now, you know, all these things?
Yeah.
Maybe they just got a baby. And he's not allowed in the room anymore.
Any dramatic changes in the home environment or anything like that? Or is it just something that's been going on for a while? And is she spayed?
Yeah, is the dog itself a puppy that's just being broken? Let us know, Chrissy. Let us know a little bit more and then we can try and help. I can't believe the time, but we're going to have another advert break soon. I do want to just say, well, I'm sure you've all read about it, it's brilliant news about the donkeys in Mijas. It's fantastic news.
Amazing.
After months of anticipation, there's been a major milestone, for those that don't know, in the mission to protect the donkeys of Mijas Pueblo. I know Amaya Inert's been doing a great job, as has Anne as well. There's going to be a Parque Recreativo, Refugio del Burro, that has been unveiled, and in October apparently an architect was officially commissioned with a €12,000 budget to design a space tailored for the donkey's needs, and within the next 2 months an external vet and farrier will be appointed as well. So
fantastic.
That's really good news. Onwards and upwards.
We're happy about that.
Finally.
Yes. Right, let's take our third and final advert break.
Animal Talk.
Presented by Selena McKenzie.
That was like a mixture of a donkey and then a dog crying after.
It was an otter.
Porcupine.
Okay.
It was an otter.
We're learning something new every time,
well,
aren't
you'd
we?
You'd think, wouldn't you? You'd think. Can you believe it? It's getting on for 3:45. Where has this hour gone? It's crazy. We have had something in from... Oh, I've just had to make it bigger because my eyes aren't as good. From Lorraine. Thank you, Lorraine. Let me just go back to that. She said, I had a dog in Jordan, just a Muttley, but very nice. He was called Larry Riley, as he was happy as Larry and had the life of Riley. Great show, and thanks to all the animal lover volunteers. Well done, love, Lorraine, and the Doberman Diva Lily. Thank you, Lorraine.
Thank you.
And Diva Lily. Thank you.
I heard that it's quite common in the UK for people to have chickens and to give them names,
yes.
like double names even.
We had Betty, we had all the old ones, Ethel, Betty, and you know, they're so funny. So when my mum used to shout them, they used to come running, you know, when she used to come home from work. They're actually really, really funny little creatures. And they love being cuddled. Ours loved a cuddle.
But I hope they only name them and have eggs from them. If people are naming them and then...
No. Yeah, but people that have pet chickens are not going to eat... Well, I hope not, anyway.
I don't know.
I mean, we absolutely loved ours.
Exactly, just eat an egg and then it's fine.
Fantastic.
Can you think of an example of these chicken names?
I think that one that was like Princess Catherine...
I'm sure she'll be chuffed to know that.
Let me think about it a bit.
I will think about it. Meanwhile, I'll read you a couple of things that I printed off. Oh, yes, actually, this is an interesting one. Old research, I read this off Facebook, old research suggested neutering pets calmed them down. However, recent studies now show the traditional way of de-sexing pets can increase stress, fear, anxiety, and even certain types of aggression in dogs. Is that true, Natalie?
That is partly correct.
Wow.
Yeah, because not all behaviour is based on sex hormones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But a big, burly, uncastrated dog that humps everybody, pees everywhere, will become more of a pet when you castrate him.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, because life is then not only about his testosterone, you can just be a dog. But there are dogs that are a bit anxious anyway, a bit nervous,
naturally.
A bit fear aggressive. That we at the moment also say, do not castrate those.
Yeah.
They literally have to get their balls out of their balls.
Yeah. I think every case is different, isn't it? You can't say one thing for everyone.
No.
And so. The PPP dogs, would you generally castrate them? The dangerous dogs.
Yeah, but those are exactly
potentially
the people
dangerous,
that
not dangerous.
Don't want to castrate the dog because it's a male dog.
Yeah, and
I think it is a little bit with Spanish. The Spanish as well don't like to do this. It's very macho. Yeah. Is it potentially peligroso?
It's not a dangerous dog, so it's potentially dangerous. So. Yeah.
Pero potencialmente peligroso.
Peligroso, that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Because some of them are just the softest of ever,
I know,
and they're amazing.
The Staffies.
Just absolutely. I mean, in England, I mean, Staffies. Yeah. Everyone's got, every other house has got a Staffie. They're absolutely lovely, aren't they? I mean, you can't, it's the people and how they've been brought up. And a lot of the dogs here, the bigger ones, you know, if they've had trauma in their life and they've been abandoned and things like that, it's not always their fault. It's just they're very powerful. They need to be the right people, which is why obviously you have to have a license and make sure that that person is suitable to have one and to control one.
Yeah.
Do you think it's always nurture and not nature, or a bit of both?
There is nature.
I think,
of course,
so.
Yeah.
There's absolutely nature. They're bred. Yeah, they've been selected to become this type of dog.
Apart from in England, and not just England, I know I was going about England, but I've not lived there for so long, but obviously they used to call them the nanny dogs, and they were fantastic with looking after the children. So I think as time's gone on, I don't know what's gone wrong.
The problem is because these breeds are so similar, but if you would look at the behaviour, the Staffie does not belong in that group at all. But it's just because of the physical appearance.
Just on that note, what about neutering cats? Presumably cats, it's not for the same reason of possibly being aggressive.
Well,
it's just
I mean,
the breeding.
Look, for me, you know, I think it's always better to do it for health reasons as well. But also, if you have a female cat and it goes outside, you must be absolutely mad if you don't castrate and castrate your cats.
Your
boys as well.
Wrong.
I mean, once they get to even 4, 5, 6 months and they start howling and they start weeing everywhere in your house, you know.
And it stinks.
It's just absolutely... I mean, I definitely recommend it and you know, it's a must, really.
Yeah.
Unless
I
they
agree
have
with
a
that totally.
Health
yes,
problem,
cats,
for example, where they can't
just
be...
have to be neutered. Yeah. Unless they are a pedigree and you breed with them.
And you've got
and you
to
have
be
inscribed yourself in the Registro de Criadores.
Yeah.
And you have a núcleo zoológico
exactly.
so that you can breed.
Oh, okay. I'm with you. You're talking about breeding.
So not everyone can just go breeding if they've got a breed of a cat, and they can't just go breeding their cats and selling them because it's not legal.
No. Well, it's not right anyway.
And there's so many problems with interbreeding and things like that anyway that they don't listen, and then they end up with problems.
Exactly.
And
we still have all our cat colonies.
And they all end up at Nasley then when they've got problems, you know. Yeah. So,
yeah. We are overrun with cats. Sorry, I'm just having to copy and paste this because they're coming through really small for some reason. And of course with your cats, Kay, they're inside, so doesn't matter so much, does it?
But I mean I'd always get them done anyway for health reasons as well.
Yeah. Right. For the boy cats it is important to say that you shouldn't castrate them too young.
No, they need to
grow.
Because they need to develop, especially for that small little willy that they have. And it depends also on the time of the year. Mm-hmm. Because in spring, they all get their season. Mm-hmm. They start going back into season. So sometimes they're a bit younger and sometimes they're a bit older. Depends when they were born.
Yeah, but not too young, obviously.
Not too young. For the girls, it doesn't matter. You can spay them whenever.
Yeah.
Okay, couple more questions. Sam said, I understood in Spain any dog that's over 20 kilos is classed as peligroso.
It is not.
It's not. Not.
It is not. Those are ayuntamiento rules to say that dogs under 20 kilos would have to wear a muzzle just because of their size.
Yeah, that's true. It's not, they don't need the PPP license. Yeah.
So if it's a certain breed, even if it's under 20 kilos, does it have to have a muzzle if it's on the list?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I understood.
And a short lead as well.
And a short lead.
Yeah. Okay. Judy says, with regards to the hot weather and dogs, can you buy pet paw covers, or should you put wax on them? That's an interesting one.
Paw covers?
I think what she means is like little booties so that they don't get hot. Yeah
they exist.
But not all dogs will wear them because I've seen a few disasters. Yeah. They panic a little bit, you know. It's like if you try to, you know, with cats. Some cats, if you try to put a jacket or something and they start walking strange, it's the same with the dogs with the booties. Some of them just won't do it. It's better to just not take your dog out. It's not just about burning the feet. Also, it's about the heat and the panting and everything.
Take them earlier.
Yeah.
And wax, the other thing Judy said, if you put wax on the paws, does that make a difference?
There is a paw wax, which is actually meant for hunting dogs. Yeah, because there is a hunting season, and when the hunting season starts, their feet are not really like hard enough or adjusted enough, so then they do wear wax in the beginning.
Okay. Interesting. I've just had an email. I'm really sorry. It's from somebody called Robert. Let me just go back. Robert Haller, but all you've said, Robert, or all I've received, is should I have him done and at what age? So I'm not entirely sure what you're talking about, and we are running out of time. I don't know. Yeah. Should have who done? I'm hoping you're talking about your dog or your cat. Not your husband or your father or something. Let us know. If you can let us know in the next few minutes, because we are fast running out of time. Just wanted to finish with something that somebody sent me. Penguins propose to their mates by giving them a perfect pebble. So if the female accepts, they become partners for life. So if you want your partner for life, give them the perfect pebble.
Okay.
There you go. So
they'll look at me like, what?
don't shoot the messenger. Kay, what else is happening at AAA? Something happening in June, by
chance? Yeah, so at the moment, we're just getting the flyers made. We're organising like an evening dinner, which will be at Sergio and Maria, which is in between El Rosario and Elveria, one of the beach restaurants. And it will be on Saturday, the 21st of June. And the rest of the details are to follow. And again, I will post them. But at the moment, we're just discussing it today, but the flyers have actually been made. So that will be a Sergio and Maria's for a nice dinner, and that's Saturday the 21st of June.
Yeah, let me know, because you probably know I can read charitable events.
Yes, that would be fantastic.
Out,
so thank you very much.
As well. And if people want to get in touch with you to talk about the cats or talk about the walking, do you want to give the website out again?
Or so it's AAAMarbella.org. That's the one that will take you to different things. So you can also contact about the cats as well, but that's the main one. So AAAMarbella.org. Nice and easy to remember.
Okay. So just before I ask your contact details, Nasleigh, Robert said we are getting a new giant schnauzer puppy.
Ooh. We don't see a lot of those.
Yeah. I can't remember what the other
They're
question
gorgeous.
Was. What was the other question? Should he have him done? Should I have him done and at what age?
It's a boy puppy.
Him? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He. With a schnauzer, we recommend. Actually, there's one breed that at the moment they say not to castrate at all, which is the Doberman.
Right.
Yeah. And they think the schnauzer is very close to that. So I would not recommend that before 2 years old.
Really? Yeah. That old? Blimey. Oh, hope that helped, Robert. I never knew that. Never knew that.
It's quite new, all this.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. Well, we're learning all the time, aren't we, about animals. Things we thought years ago, we now realise, like the aggressiveness and castrating. So, Nasleigh, if people want to get in touch with Pointer Clinic in Estepona.
Yep. You can find us under pointerclinic.com. We have a Facebook page, which is called Pointer Veterinary Clinic Estepona. We have a landline, which is 952804165.
Well done.
Got it right this time.
Well done. And you are just off the main carretera. It's easy to get to.
Yes, if you drive to Estepona, we're just before the new open Laguna.
Is it? Is
Camoria's
it open?
Open again.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Fantastic, yeah. Do you remember when that was on fire? It was awful.
Oh, God,
wasn't
it was terrible,
Laguna
wasn't
Village.
It?
Yeah, really awful. Well, ladies, it's been fabulous, as always. Give yourselves a round of applause.
And thank you to all our listeners as well. We really appreciate your support and your questions.
Without you, we couldn't do the show. We're going to play out with an animal song, as always. Hannah is next, and I'll be back tomorrow with more lifestyles. Have a great Tuesday afternoon.
Looks at you. essence and patchouli. So you take her to find what's waiting inside. The year of the cat. Stay on. But the drumbeat strains of the night remain, and the rhythm of the newborn day. You know, sometime you're bound to leave her, but for now you're gonna stay in the year of the cat.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.